Welcome to The Common Sense Show with your host, Dave Hodges. We discuss a variety of topics here, including the deep state, the new world order, Agenda 21. There is no one, no topic beyond Dave's reach, because as you know, you can't dodge the Hodge.
Hey everybody, welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges and we are in our guest segment with Robert Griswold of ReadyMadeResources.com, and he serves as our survival prepping expert, and he's a good one. And I'll tell you why we've really latched on to Bob. Not only is his information the best that's out there, his concern and consideration for his fellow human being, he takes the time to talk to people, assess where they're at, advise them. And unlike a lot of people, he doesn't charge for this. And it's truly, I think, Christian stewardship of leadership. And this is why you really want to pay attention to this interview. But before we join Bob, we've got to pay the bills to keep the lights on here for our radio network. But we offer things I think you really need. And I think you would all agree, even if you don't need exactly what we're selling at the moment, I think you see where a lot of people will. And this is how we've really guided this show. We've tried to make it into a mission, and I'm trying to wake people up to the tyranny. But more than that, even if we can't overcome the tyranny, we can have the blessings of Jesus Christ and have eternal life. And so I have kind of a twofold approach here. But to try to enhance your survival, there's two products you really need to pay attention to. Number one is our storable food company, and they're still offering, and I don't know how they do it, but they're still offering $100 off the 4-week emergency package. And we've had people order as many as 100 sets of this, because they recognize that you need 2 years, because Bob's told us so. And not only are they ordering multiple sets, they're sending me thank you notes. Don't thank me. Thank MPS. They do a great job. 25-year shelf life, restaurant quality, diversity, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Go to preparewithdave.com. Take advantage of the $100 sale off the 4-week emergency package and order as many as you can, because you're going to need food. But also, when you need food, as our guest Bob Griswold will tell you, you need water, and we have a really good water filter, and they're so good they put the comparative research at the website, and they come out number one, and they're offering 40% off. I mean, what a deal. And all you have to do is go to waterwithdave.com, and you're going to have to scavenge water if we're in a prolonged crisis, because people will not stay on the job and treat water. And you're going to have to treat your own, whether it's a swimming pool, whether it's standing water from rain, runoff, a lake, whatever it is, you're going to have to treat water. And this is a great way to do it. And now is the time. Because, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. I think we're close to meltdown. I think we're close to Kosovo, the Bosnian Civil War, 1992. And when that happens, internet's gone. You're not going to be hearing from me. I'm not going to be selling anything. You're not going to hear from Bob. You're not going to hear from any of the people that you hear in the media now, because we'll be off the air. And a lot of these companies could get seized by FEMA under emergency continuity of government orders. And I'm not trying to scare you. I'm telling this is the reality of the time we live in. And those of you who followed me now since 2007, you know I have never used that scare tactic. And this is not a scare tactic. This is the time we live in. So I would really recommend you look at preparewithdave.com for the food and waterwithdave.com for the water. And whatever prepping needs you have beyond that, you really need to take care of them now. And if you can't afford it, partner with a neighbor, partner with a family member, and then talk about joint defense. Anyway, joining us, as I said, is Bob Griswold. And we like to do this about every 10 days, 2 weeks, because the news is happening so fast. Bob and I used to do about a month, one day a month. But as things accelerated, I said, Bob, they need to hear from you more than this. So he's on the newsmaker line with us. Bob, welcome to the show. I'm glad you're with us. And I miss my life. I'll be honest with you. I had a great life before Corona. I did. We had corruption. But now my life is just being interfered with like everyone else's.
You know, there's a book series, 299 Days, and it's, and one of the catchphrases in that book is, and Dave, I mean this with every fiber of my being, I miss America.
Yeah, I do too.
I miss America. For those who put their lives on the line for this country, for those who've sacrificed their everything they have who've spent time away from their families, those who serve the public, you know, and we just watch this destruction that's going on with nobody. The president's obviously willing to do it, but how many politicians are cowering right now before, you know, a mob of insurrectionists that are just hell-bent on destroying this country? They want to, you know, they say they want to get defund the police departments. No, they don't. They just want to implement their police department. They want to get rid of the blue shirts so they can put the brown shirts in.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just see a multiplicity, a perfect storm coming to our country. You know, Dave, we talked about you talk about the food and the water. I read a story today. It was on the Drudge Report, and it's of a lady who went to a bakery to buy bread, and they wouldn't sell it to her. You know why?
No face mask?
No, because all she had was cash.
Oh, my gosh.
And they would not take the cash because they said it is dirty, and they want, you know, they want payment from where you don't have to exchange paper or coin back and forth. Anybody who has any biblical literacy at all can figure out where this is going.
Yes.
And I'm just saying, we were stunned by how fast these events have come upon the United States, how quickly we see people, the government has taken totalitarian powers, they've stripped Americans of their civil liberties, they've stripped us of our constitutional rights. I mean, you know, we're being imprisoned. It's not quarantining, it's imprisonment. It's not social distancing, it's isolation. So we're seeing these things happen, and it's just like in months, we've gone from a normal society, and I remember you and I talked about this at the beginning of the year, we could be days away from having a completely different America. Well, what we said, Dave, I think was extremely true. And so I'm saying this right now. We could see an abandonment of cash at light speed because they will use the virus as a reason so that people cannot exchange cash back and forth, because we all do know that money can be dirty. And so, Dave, if people want any privacy at all in their preparations, they better do it now. Because you could wake up a month, 2 months from now, saying we're limiting the how much cash. We see it with the coin shortage. I mean, places like laundromats right now are having a heck of a time getting coins so they can run it. And eventually, they're just going to do it with a debit card that you have to stick your card in there. And, Dave, I was reading something the other day, and it's Bill Gates, and I challenge people to vet this out, okay? It is, he was doing a video where they're saying one of the things that are going to be in this vaccine is an enzyme, if I've got it correctly, vet it out. It's the name Lucifer with A-S-E on the end. So
really?
How many of you'd say, yeah, yes. And it's actually an enzyme discovered by a guy by the name of Raphael Dubois, and what it does is it creates a bioluminescence in your skin. So you could just put your hand underneath something and you would glow. Luciferese. And we all know Lucifer means light bearer, because that's before he fell and rebelled against God. He was the light bearer. So, I mean, we see the coin shortage, the dirty paper money, and then we see this what's, we don't know what's going to be in this vaccine, but look it up. Lucifer, A-S-E. And you'll find, you can go to Wikipedia, go anywhere, and you'll read what that is. And when they inject you with it, you will have a bioluminescence, whatever, in your body. And so that all you have to do is scan your hand, mark of some, you know, mark of the beast thing, and you will then be approved to buy or sell. Because without that, you might not be able to buy or sell. And I'd say, not might, eventually that's what it's going to get to. Unless you do what they say and take their vaccine, their mark, whatever it is, you will not be able to buy or sell. So, Dave, the urgency of getting your supplies now cannot be overstated. It is critical that people do it now, because we see how quickly this tyranny was imposed on us. And I would say, in 4 months from now, you could see the abandonment of cash. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm just saying when they decide to roll it out, it could happen at light speed, and you will find yourself going down, as that lady did, to the bakery, to the grocery store, to whatever department store, whatever, and you're saying, well, I want to pay with this with cash. No, we're not taking cash. We need a credit card or some marker, whatever. And that effectively, it gives you zero privacy in any transaction you make.
That's the purpose, so you can't go underground.
And it also gives an absolute control mechanism, and we've said this before, so that you go to buy your extra 10 pounds of hamburger, so you want to set some aside, and they go, no, you can't do that. You've already got your allotment for the month. I promise you, Dave, that is where it's heading.
Do you know what you're describing? Do you know what you're describing here? You're describing the opening 20 minutes of the Hunger Games.
I mean, you know, Lucifer loves to rub it in our face of what he's going to do. That's why Hollywood has so many of these videos, movies, and so forth that actually show these dystopian scenarios that are going to be perpetrated upon the human race. He actually tells us what he's going to do, and then we kind of go along with it as a human. I mean, the whole thing, mask Nazis. I saw a video, and I'm sure a lot of other people saw it, of this family just having a picnic at a park, eating their lunch, and some mask Nazi comes up to the gentleman and pepper sprays him for not having his mask on.
I saw that, yeah.
I mean, that lady, those kind of people would be the ones that would push the Zyklon B button to gas you. I mean, they absolutely have no sense of morality, of personal liberty, individualism, nothing. They have totally sold out to this absolute insanity of, you know, groupthink. And you know, I mean, we talked at the beginning of the show, Dave, you know, Barack Obama standing in church, in a church, at the funeral of Congressman John Lewis. Everybody in the audience had no mask on. They were all sitting close to each other, and he was telling the audience that they need mail-in ballots because it's dangerous to go to a polling place with group people there. I mean, it's just unbelievable that the American people would buy it. It is so much in our face that they do as I say, not as I do. We see it all the time, the leaders not wearing their mask, but they tell us to have to do it. And I want to drop back here a second, Dave. You know, there was a story in the paper on the internet the other day in Lexington County, South Carolina, of some employees that were African American, but they were stealing guns. They were employees of UPS, and they were stealing guns out of the, you know, the trucks and stuff for delivery. I was talking to a pretty good source of mine, and they said, you know, that's an important story, but what Ken, in their opinion, was being done is, you know, employees that are in, may possibly have leanings towards Black Lives Matter or Antifa are actually photographing, and this could be anybody, not just not any delivery service, photographing the delivery labels or the pickup labels of anything that has to do with survival, ammunition, you know, food, night vision, whatever, communication, and then they're photographing that because it's going to have the delivery address on it, and then passing it on. So, Dave, this is the time now where we've talked about. The time for preparation is almost over. And as you said, there's going to be a time when you're going to dial my number and your number, and there's going to be nothing. There's going to be no answer. You're not going to be able to order your food. You're not going to be able to order your water filtration or your night vision or your communication or your medical supplies. You're not going to be able to do it because you're going to have to do several things. First of all, they won't be allowed to be sold. There won't be enough of it in the supply chain. The government will say, that just like we saw with the mask, I'd ordered 5,000 N95s at the beginning of January, and they canceled the sale because they said the government was buying them all. Now, that could happen with food. It could happen with just anything that you think you need that could be all of a sudden saying it's not available anymore. And so, as I was saying, the time for preparation is almost over because the supply chain is gone. The ability to pay for it with anonymity will be gone soon. And then the whole thing of gray man, everything will be tracked. So, you know, if you're buying stuff, it could be easily tracked and recorded to your address. and then it just, it's prepositioning of supplies. Again, there was another dystopian novel I read where anybody who had purchased a like a military type vehicle, like a Hummer or a 5-ton, which you can buy, they joined these clubs. Well, somebody had hacked the club roster online, and so they knew everybody who had a military type vehicle, and the bad guys of the book, they just went to those addresses and stole the vehicles and killed the people inside the house. And so, again, not to unduly alarm people, but, and again, because fear is not what we're trying to generate right now. What we're trying to generate is a mindset of, you know, awareness, a mindset of alertness, and a mindset of just saying, I want operational security in anything I do at this point. Because from this day on, I would say you have to be concerned that everything you're doing is going to be compromised in some way or another. So wherever you can do it, get your food now, get your water filtration now, because I do believe, Dave, there's going to become a time very quickly where it will not become available. It'll be tracked. Oh, you'll have already purchased your allotment for the month.
I know. You're right. Everything's going to be rationed. You know what I found, Bob, and it dovetails into what you're talking about here. I was doing research on two splinter groups that are bringing the youth into the Antifa protest, and they're going to arm young girls with hammers, like Mao Zedong did with girls with knives in their cultural revolution, and they're going to be set loose. And as I was going through these various groups like Woke, Wide Awake, and Sunrise, three groups I researched yesterday, and I put a little bit of up on my website, and here's what I found. All three were interwoven into climate change, and I thought, wow, that's kind of a weird association for overthrow of a government, and you're already worried about climate change. And then I thought about it. That's where the wealth redistribution is going to take place. That's how they're going to do it. Yeah, and right away I call Pat Wood, and I'm getting him on my show next week to talk about that, because that's his technocracy expertise. But I know that you're there too with this. Do you think I'm right on that? This is the wealth redistribution scheme is climate change?
Dave, the whole paradigm is changing, yes. I mean, they have used, there's been a tremendous wealth transfer already through climate change. How many trillions of dollars have been given to people who were supposedly experts or corporations that were working with climate change? Solyndra, remember that? Barack Obama's little baby that he gave $1 billion to, and then they took all that money and went bankrupt. And that was a billion-dollar wealth transfer to his buddies. And, you know, again, we've seen how many trillions of dollars recently that have been spent that have gone dark. We don't know what it's being used for. We know a lot of it's been used to support political causes through corporation donations that have helped Barack Obama. $1 billion has been given to Black Lives Matter, and that goes straight back into the Democratic Party. So, yeah, absolutely. There's already a massive wealth transfer going on right now, but it's going to get more and more egregious as we approach the election. I can tell you that, you know, people think it is the next 100 days or less than that now till the election are going to get worse and worse. No matter what happens in the election, Dave, we're headed towards a civil conflict in this country. Yeah. The sides have become so polarized that you cannot bring reconciliation. As I think I mentioned this on the last time we spoke, you know, the most profane language, the F-bomb, all those words are being used to describe political opponents right now. The B word, I mean, just all of it.
Well, how about Nadler? He wouldn't even let Attorney General Barr go to the bathroom after 3 hours of testimony.
Exactly. And they wouldn't let him speak. It was character assassination, a murder, whatever. So we see this, the verbiage of a character assassination, the verbiage of insult, the verbiage of slander has reached its zenith. There's really nowhere to go at this point. Calling somebody, what do you use the word F word twice to describe them? Three times? I mean, you've reached the zenith of where personal verbal insult can go. So the next stage in this is you see the physical assault. You know, pre-Civil War, there were actually physical assaults in Congress that happened. People would beat each other up. And I think we're going to see that again. I mean, I looked at Bob Barr, Mr. Barr, and just was stunned at the man's patience, because they accused him, they brought him there so he could testify. They would not let him speak in his defense. Every time they'd reclaim their time, and so they could just sit there and character assassinate him. Trust me, Dave, there is nowhere left to go as far as verbally bringing resolution to something, because it's gone to the profane. You see it on both sides now. Both sides are using the F word to describe their opponents, the B word to describe their opponents. All this disgusting verbiage is coming out. So civility has left the country as far as the leadership is concerned. And I played that video to you before the thing. And not only is civility left, but I mean third in command as far as the line for the presidency. I watched the video with Nancy Pelosi just absolutely just staggering drunk, yeah, giving a press conference.
Yeah, I was just listening to the audio that you played for me before we went on air, and I could hear just in the audio the slurring of the words. I want to share this with you too, that no one's beyond the reach of this incivility. I live out in a community of about 300 families, and we're not bunched together. We're pretty spread out. We have a few pockets of what looks like a neighborhood, acre and a half, 2 acre homes kind of stuff. And we're all firmly conservative. We had to fight McCain for 8 years as he tried to steal our property without compensation. And eventually we were able to win, at least for the time being. And we're 8 years beyond that event now. And we're all fiercely conservative out here, and we were well organized. I mean, we used to get 600 to 800 people at public meetings, and we only have about 3,000 people in the whole area. So here's what's popped up in my neighborhood. This is why I mean no one's beyond your reach. Not too far from me, there's a guy who parks his trailer rig where he hauls cars, and so you come around the corner, you could easily hit it. He's not supposed to be parking there, but the sheriffs won't respond, is what the Block Watch people tell me. But listen to this. He has Black Lives Matters in his windows. Now, I'm not going to harass him. It's his right to have that there. But this is just what's bizarre, Bob. I hope you're sitting down when I tell you this. My neighbor, we're planning community defense with, he just sent me a picture of the guy's rig, and my son and I saw this yesterday. He has out in front of his house 8 vehicles on his rig he's going to transport somewhere. And this Black Lives Matter person that has this pasted all over his house, these are Border Patrol vehicles he's delivering. And that means our government's doing work with Black Lives Matter. But also, too, what do you think the odds are this may be not going to the Border Patrol, but could be a false flag?
Well, precisely, Dave. I mean, it's a mass casualty event, I think, is a high probability before the election. I'm not saying it is going to happen, but I think there's a high probability to have a mass casualty event. But all we have to do is look and see, going back to Barack Obama, how many billions of rounds of ammunition went into every government agency conceivable. I mean, NOAA. I mean, what does NOAA need with AR-15s or M-16s? I mean, just billions of rounds. Thousands and thousands of these weapons were given out, and so where are they at? We don't know where they're at. I mean, obviously, NOAA is not carrying around AR-15s right now.
It's a cover. It's a cover for where they wanted to send it, yeah.
So what you're saying, yes, is half the government is in cahoots with these people. I mean, you know, the Democratic Party is in cahoots with Antifa. I mean, when I saw Nadler say, there's no violence, these people are basically peaceful. I mean, they're trying to burn Portland down, and he's sitting there. So, I mean, he's denying the obvious. So he's lying for whatever reason, because the American people aren't buying it. But he's lying, saying that these are peaceful. So they have backing from the highest levels of the U.S. government, and a lot of this stuff is being transferred to we don't know who. That's why I said when Barack Obama was president and he just dismissed all those officers, officers in charge of nuclear codes. I mean, just all the way down the line, from the strategic to the tactical forces of America. I wonder how much of those armament he had pilfered out of the military and given to, you know, communist organizations within our country, cached them for when a time that you know, we have a civil conflict, so that his groups, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, all the rest of them, all the other discontents, could go and just, you know, have access to those weapons and rain havoc down upon the people of the United States that just want constitutional law, that just want civility, and that just want to be left alone. They're not going to do it. There's no one outside the reach of these people's grasp right now. Because, again, a guy with intel, that's all I'll say, and we were talking about it, they're probing small police departments right now.
Yeah, they are.
It was alleged that cyanide was used in Portland. I mean, they're using IEDs. They're making explosive IEDs with nails in them. I mean, and why isn't anybody doing it? I mean, that is basically a Claymore mine.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking high explosives and you're wrapping them in nails and you're throwing them at the police. You're throwing them at people that disagree with you. That's a shrapnel device that can inflict just unbelievable injury to people. We're seeing more and more confrontation now in these highway blockings with guns. You know, people they're brandishing their weapons now, and so we see this escalation towards violence. Again, the verbal civility is gone, and we're seeing the escalation towards actual conflict, violence with people. And sooner or later, and I'm saying sooner than later, that we're going to see it could be a mass casualty event where you have both sides just absolutely go at it. And this is the reason, you know, both people have canceled their political meetings for the presidency, is because they just know that no matter what side it's on, there would be mass violence at those things.
Well, I think Democrats were planning a mass casualty event for their own convention. And here's where I say this. They know they can't go forward with Biden. And if Biden got killed in a mass casualty event, the sympathy vote might push through his successor, no matter who it is, Kamala Harris or whoever. But let me tell you why I'm saying this. The convention was to be held in Milwaukee, and the directive went out from the DNC director, and he told the local police agencies, over 100 of them that were contracted to come in and provide security, you may not enact any riot control measures. That would have left all those people there, all 300 that are supposed to attend, including Biden, defenseless against a mass casualty attack. And I think that's a strong possibility this could have been a false flag event planned. Because look at Biden, he can't debate Trump. He's going to get his butt handed to him. There will be no debates. And the longer this goes on with the violence, the Democrats are overplaying their hand. The biggest demographic I'm getting coming to my shows now are basically African Americans, Hispanic Americans, who are saying, I voted Democratic, but I can't support what I'm seeing now. I cannot do it. And they've actually thanked me for trying to be a voice of reason, saying, yeah, we need some reform, but we don't need to do it violently. And these people gravitate to the message. And they're going to lose the election unless massive fraud's involved or civil war. So, Bob, long-winded explanation here. That's why I believe we were looking at a false flag attack that was in works. Now, here's what happened. These 100 police agencies said, screw you. If we can't enact riot control procedures, we can't even protect our own officers. We're not doing it. But I mean, can you prevail on your expertise and analyze what I just told you?
Precisely. What it is, it's the breakdown of law and order, of civility. What they're saying is there's no ability left. They are restricting the ability to control lawlessness. The police forces, by their presence, control lawlessness. When that is removed, we just saw, like Chad, whatever it was, we saw what happened. Complete breakdown of all civility, complete breakdown of all morality. We saw, just sexual assault, physical assault, extortion, bribery, theft, all of it. When they had their autonomous zone, what we saw in there was what will happen when they just say you can't arrest anybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just like saying, you know, you can't arrest bank robbers. You can't arrest murderers. What do you think is going to happen? You can't arrest a rapist. You can't arrest a rapist. What do you think would happen, Dave?
I mean, it's already happening.
Just juxtapose that upon any other crime, rape, murder, theft, and you can't arrest them. I mean, you're going to have a proliferation of whatever you can't arrest people for. because we have a lawless society today. People no longer, you know, follow the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. It's do unto others before they do unto you.
Exactly.
That's what we've been transformed into. And so, yes, so right now, again, people really need to be thinking about the gray man. And what I mean by the gray man is, you know, you really need to put into your personal plans operational security. I don't know what level people listening right now have, but you need to make sure that your supplies are not in any way in visible sight of anybody coming. If you're getting large contingencies of food or something, consider having it sent to the UPS station somewhere else close to you and go do a will call pickup. You do not want that being dropped off at your door if you
exactly.
can avoid it. Now, if you can't avoid it, I understand, but you want to make sure it's also shipped in non-marked boxes so that people, your neighbors, can't see. Again, we talked about trash discipline last time. That is a tremendous source of intelligence. And for people who didn't hear, trash discipline means whatever you throw away, people will be looking for anything to eat or to keep to survive, and they will go through your garbage. We see it in the third world countries all the time. People in garbage dumps looking for some morsel to eat or something to clothe themselves with or to provide for their families. And so, you know, being the gray man there, we really need to start doing this and not just talk about it. It's no longer just a verbal exercise right now. This is becoming real life exercise. You know, we talked about it for a long time where people could just say, okay, that's kind of neat. Sounds good. Yeah. Okay. Sure. Right now it's beyond that. It's no longer verbal exercise, Dave. If you're going to keep it as a verbal exercise, I would say you're going to be exploited. The purpose of all intelligence gathering, and garbage is intelligence, is exploitation. If you can remember one thing from this meeting or this talk is this. The purpose of all intelligence gathering is exploitation. So if somebody's going through your garbage, if somebody is seeing things delivered to your house, if the mailman is delivering, you know, XYZ Survival Company to your house, believe me, they will remember. So try your best to avoid those types of things. Don't let anybody see what you're purchasing. Keep quiet. Just become the gray man. Look like everybody else. Don't talk. I'd be very careful about talking to people about survival right now outside your circle of friends. You know, just mentioning, do you think about buying food? The other thing, Dave, I'm just going to mention this. Christian women and women in general, you're going on Facebook and these social media outlets and you're putting, Dave, you're putting risque pictures of yourself up.
Yeah.
My gosh, don't do that. I mean, I promise you people are noticing that. The people you don't want to have notice it. Be careful with your children putting them on social media. I saw a parent, and they had a little boy and a little girl, and they were probably under 3 years old, and they were out in a little kiddie pool, and they, you know... You used to be able to do that without any clothes on. Don't do that anymore. Don't do it. Besides, you don't know what the law reads anymore as far as posting stuff like that, so it's just probably not legally safe to do it. But it's morally, you're opening your children to the pedophiles that are all over those social media groups and the perverts that are on the social media groups, and these girls are putting pictures up in their bikinis and this. Gosh, I'm just telling you, take those pictures down. I know you might be impressed with your body, but take them down because there are people that are looking at you right now thinking, okay, Jane lives at 123 Main
mm-hmm.
Street.
Yeah, blue-helmeted Chi-Coms.
Yeah, and we know where you live, and believe me, they are going to pay you a visit. You do not want that type of headache. You don't want that type of headache in your life. You know, you go on, people posting, they take pictures of like 6 guns laying on the carpet, and they're taking pictures of them, posting them, saying, you know, why would you do that? I mean, don't give away what armament you have. Oh, I've got 3 suppressors. Why would you tell anybody that?
I know that.
You know?
I know. You're absolutely right. But people aren't trained in the art of self-defense, and In fact, actually, I talked to Wrecker last night, you know, our federal law enforcement agent that I'm friends with, and we were talking just about simple self-defense. And I'm going to go back to, 30, 35 years ago, when my dojo, we'd actually go out and we would give self-defense classes to churches, to civic groups, so YMCA, whatever it would be. And I was always amazed at adults in their 20s and 30s who should be fit and should know a little bit about self-defense, knew nothing. I'll just give you one example. Like if someone's grabbed from behind, okay, and I tell you, ladies, if you're walking in your heels, that's your best friend, because all you got to do is scrape down the instep, elbow to the throat, you know, and the guy's going to let go, and you got a chance. And we went through more detail in that, but I'm just giving an example. But no one knew this, not even the men. Yeah. Not even the men knew how to free themselves from a rear hold.
They don't. And the thing is, also, the situational awareness, the OODA loop, orient, observe, decide, and act. You should never let anybody come up from behind you to begin with. Today, we cannot afford to be ignorant of our surroundings. I mean, just look how many people are being ambushed. I mean, I just watch these thugs coming out now and just going up to innocent people and beating them down. There's time after time we're seeing this. You should, first of all, you want to make sure you know where you're at, that you're not going to put yourself in a place where that can happen easily. Obviously, it can happen anywhere, but there are places it can happen more likely. I mean, if I go to the mall on Friday evening or go to the mall on Wednesday afternoon, there's a whole different dynamic at play at that mall. So we need to be situationally aware of that. Never, never be at the point where somebody can sneak up from behind you like that. And yes, learn how to make improvised weapons. I've shared this before. You get a magazine, you know, and you roll it up tightly. The ends of that magazine are a Kubaton. You can absolutely crush someone's face with it.
Yeah.
If you strike them with it. And I don't care if you live in, you know, gun-grabbing Massachusetts, you know, you can still have a rolled-up magazine, a pocket knife, pepper spray, whatever you can have, and you know that you can use as an improvised weapon. But making sure that those things aren't happening to you. If you feel uncomfortable, I would go. If I was at a place, I would a grocery store anywhere. I would say, sir, I go to the management. I don't feel comfortable walking out. There's people out there. Can you have somebody walk out with me? Call the police. Do whatever. But it's past the day of just thinking it isn't going to happen to me. If you can carry everywhere. Everywhere. So even if you're getting out of your car to go into, convenience store, getting gas, whatever, make sure you have a firearm on you, because it's happening with increasing regularity of just innocent people. You've done nothing to aggravate somebody, but they just come up to you and assault you and beat you down, you know, like a rabid dog. Dave, the next thing I wanted to talk about is infrastructure. This is what my buddy in Intel was telling me, that we're going to start seeing small attacks on infrastructure. That's what all this fire stuff's about, learning how to destroy infrastructure. And we're going to start seeing it on small levels where they start taking out power, communication, whatever, in small areas, and then it's going to grow and grow and grow as people get used to having their infrastructure taken down. This is all part of the communist Marxist playbook to bring down the nation. And so, again, I would encourage everyone to get a little bit of solar energy so you could charge your phone, you could charge your radios, you could do a little bit with solar energy, all the way up to the person who can do more, to where you could run some things in your house. There's a lot of good those solar generators out there. Just make it known you're not going to run three refrigerators on one. They're not that big. They don't have that type of power. But, you know, as they say, a one-eyed man is king in the land of the blind. If you can just keep some very basic electrical devices going, it will make your life a lot easier, because we are going to see infrastructure taken down. Dave, your water filter, sources could be contaminated. They could be shut off. The piping that brings the water mains that bring it out. Believe me, the thugs and Marxists know where they're at, and they know how to disrupt them. So having good water filtration, having some water stored in your house, obviously the food, as we see more and more of it become backlogged and and, you know, shortages happening, it's so critically important to make sure that this is taken care of now, because the infrastructure attacks are happening, and they're going to happen with greater and greater frequency. So learn how to use those improvised weapons. All you have to do is go online. There's good books on improvised weaponry, but a rolled-up magazine, a Kubaton, which is just a little piece of wood. They make Kubaton keychains. This is if you can't carry a gun in your locality. Pepper spray, it's not the best thing, but it can work. You have to be trained with it a little bit so it doesn't come back in your face. But, you know, learn how to use some improvised weaponry right now. Dave, you know, I was just reading a story before we came on. The sale of personal bunkers is exploding.
I saw that.
People know what is happening. This is the data points along the way to tyranny. Why are people going to my buddy John Lovell or other people like him that are teaching tactics, you know, Matt Everett with Brush Beater? Why are they dropping hundreds and sometimes thousands of dollars to get military-type training? Why are they doing that? Why are they buying? Why can't you buy an AR-15 right now? Why can't you buy any ammunition? Why is the supply chain of food being dried up? All these things, there are data points along the way that say there's a people in the United States, there's a collective mentality that understands that, you know, the abundance that we've had as a nation is coming to an end. So it's personal responsibility. And then we haven't even talked about the threats from outside, Dave. I mean, the China right now.
Well, before you go on, I don't want to leave the supply chain chaos too soon here, because I want to give you a personal anecdote here that people need to hear. This is coming from someone you come to listen to. Listen to me. We've been in the same house now for 17 years, and it's time to replace a couple of our appliances, namely our microwave and our dishwasher, and it's time. We're not being extravagant. It's just time to do it. They've worn out. So my wife went out on a recon mission yesterday based on ads that were on internet or sent to her phone unsolicited, and she went to major stores like Lowe's and Home Depot, and listen, you can't get any of these things, they say, until November.
I know.
Hear me, Bob. November. 3 months.
Yeah, they're gone. Freezers. You can't buy a freezer. I, Dave, you're absolutely right. And so, people, and I, it's not too late, but you've waited too late. Because right now, you're going to start paying more, it's going to be harder to get, and there's going to be holes in the supply chain that you cannot fill. Our night vision sales have gone up 400%, Dave. There's a reason why. They're data points that say people know that something bad is coming. And so, I mean, right now, we were out 2 weeks. We're out about 4 weeks to deliver a set of night vision. That's just the way it is. We can get some quicker, but on an average, 3 to 4 weeks. So it's just going to get to the point the government won't have to ban these things because the supply chain will dry up. And Dave, these are just the internal threats we face. I mean, we see violence escalating, the verbal assault escalating, mm-hmm. just anarchy and lawlessness escalating. We see the leadership of the Democratic Party absolutely siding with, have meetings where they personally side with Lucifer, because that's all it is just absolute wickedness in high places. But then we have the threats from outside. You know, China's had their worst floods in 1,000 years. And their food has been destroyed. They're very dangerous right now. I mean, the Three River Gorge Dam is facing possible structural failure. I mean, that would be a catastrophe for the whole Asian continent area there, because China, first of all, gets a third of their electricity from it. There would be millions of people, probably tens or 20, maybe even 100 million people that would be dead from it. So it's threats from within, threats from without. Obviously, China right now is somehow trying to alert their people at the possibility of nuclear war. You've seen that, correct?
I've seen it.
I mean, yeah, so it's threats from within, threats from without. It's leading up to, in my opinion, according to my theology, it's leading up to the lawless one, the man of sin being revealed, and then to the point where everything falls under control of Antichrist. And at that point, you will not do anything that's not approved. If you have not done it, it won't be done, because you can't buy or sell, You can't do anything. Your freedom of speech will be gone. Your freedom of religion will be gone. And everything you do at that point in any way to either worship your God or try to prepare is going to come with a big, big price tag.
I totally agree. I want to take a side detour here just for a second. Your opinion on one, two, or three organizations and kind of a brief overview of who's really running America.
Well, obviously, the communists, the Luciferian Party, it's so closely woven, Dave, as far as the way they work. I mean, the Communist Party is Luciferian to the core. I mean, we're now seeing with the testimony of Maxwell and her cohorts, the level of this pedophilia and sexual trafficking that they did. It can only be described as the main group that the overarching umbrella over it all is Lucifer himself. And all of his demonic cohorts. We see that is what it is. This is a spiritual battle, and it's not going to be won just by, you know, people fighting the politics of Washington or fighting the politics of Beijing or fighting the politics of Moscow. This is a spiritual war. There's actually spiritual entities right now that are agitating people and that are trying to drive humanity into this cataclysmic war in which billions will die. This is what they're trying to do. And so we have to keep that in mind first and foremost, that it is a spiritual war, that Lucifer's behind it all. But then we see these global institutions. I mean, right now one of the greatest enemies America has is Amazon, Google. I mean, those are entities that are being driven by demonic forces that are seeking to enslave the human race, that control the information that we can have access to. If they don't like you, you don't get your information out. They deplatform you. They take you off Facebook. They take you off all social media. So this is probably one of the greatest forces that the American people really need to realize that they are our enemy. As I was watching Bill Gates the other day in his little vaccine thing, talk about how they could take pieces of our DNA out and replace them with what could come in the vaccine. I mean, that is an enemy of humanity.
But if you say that, you get deplatformed even when he's saying the words himself. That's what's amazing.
You can just watch the video. It's there.
Well, he was confronted by CBS. I was shocked it was CBS. And the interviewer is very aggressive with him. She said, how can you release a vaccine where you have 80% of the participants are suffering side effects? And he hemmed and hawed. Basically, his overall attitude was, I'd summarize it by saying, it's not that bad, and it'll get better. And I'm thinking, 80% side effects. My gosh, I mean, the average person watching that show on CBS Morning News would have said, I'm not taking that vaccine, not with that kind of side effect, right?
Or some bioluminescent Lucifer.
Oh, I know. I hear you. Hey, Bob, we're almost out of time, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about some of the prepping materials you have available, because people are lacking. We're all lacking. No one's ever completely prepped. So let's speak to a few of the novices here about what they can do, and we got about 3 minutes.
Okay. Well, again, communication, because your cell phone, your internet, your IP address is going to be turned off eventually, especially if you don't meet the social credit score. If you don't get your vaccine, you won't have access to the internet, which is basically going to be your death threat, because so much of the ability to access goods and services right now comes through the internet, and so that's going to be shut off. You could need to be able to network with people. I've said this 1,000 times, and I'll say it probably 1,000 more. You really need to learn how to use radio communications effectively. If you have a group or not have a group, there's ways, again, shortwave radio listening, be able to listen to what's going on internationally or even across the country. If the radio communication, if the internet goes down, you can still access it through shortwave. And then personal communications out to about 50 to 100 miles with ham radio. Those are extremely important things to do. I love talking to people about it. I love developing communication plans for them. And again, there's a reason why, Dave, our night vision sales have gone up so dramatically. People are starting to figure it out. I'm unsafe at night if I can't see at night. I will tell you right now, it'd be about a 3 or 4 week wait to get your night vision, but I can, oh gosh, this week alone, Dave, I had people call me going, I could not believe it when I looked through it. It was staggering how good I could see. And so, again, it's expensive. We do offer financing on it, but it's just one of those things that is absolutely, in my opinion, an essential piece of equipment. And as you said at the beginning of the program, one person might not be able to afford it, but maybe a group of people could, or a family could afford to buy a unit, and it would protect them. Because I think as we see this thing coalesce, Dave, you're going to see more and more families starting to have to look at, by the necessity, they're probably going to have to start getting closer together. It might be physically closer together, but emotionally closer together, to where they can, you know, realize my family would be my best ability to defend our family. And so those things, and again, a solar generator, being able to have some electricity to keep minimal things running during this time of crisis, and then going down and getting, you know, your basic medications, herbal supplements. You know, Mike Adams can deal with that, talk with that. But again, we might face infection. We might face some type of injury to where you will need to prevent infection, to heal your body, and being able to have access to those supplies. As I told you, animal antibiotics, the major company that did it, sold them. I won't mention their name, but I talked to them just the other day. The FDA has now made them stop selling them. They're not even on their website anymore. So animal antibiotics are drying up, mm-hmm. and so we see another data point there of pushing people towards the medical industry that they want, or have access to, or not access to antibiotics. So you haven't had your bioluminescent injection yet that changes your DNA, but well, you can't have any antibiotics.
Hail Lucifer. Yeah, it's so disturbing. Bob, give out your contact information, please.
Again, 800-627-3809. At this point, it's easier to just go on and readymaderesources.com and order. There is a delay. We've hired three new people. We're getting orders out much faster now. It's just, Dave, it really is just a few minutes to midnight.
Okay. And so, just a few seconds to midnight, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not expecting to be on the air by Election Day, and a lot of us feel that way, too.
That's just the way it is. Well, after Election Day, if the Democrats win, they will make you go off.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you'll be off.
I'll be somewhere else, too. FEMA Medical Martial Law Campus, Les Solomon would say. Hey, this has really been informative, and on behalf of my audience, thank you for coming on and sharing your expertise.
It's always my pleasure, Dave.
Okay, take care, Bob. To everybody else, we'll see you back here next time.